All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive with us. This time, we're going to be looking at one of the most famous businessmen of our time,
Oh, absolutely.
Donald Trump. Now, we're going to be looking specifically at his book, The Art of the Deal. And, love him or hate him, I think we can all agree that he's accomplished a lot in his life.
He's definitely been successful in business.
So we're going to try to put aside any personal feelings about the man himself and just see if we can extract some wisdom from his approach to deal making.
I think there's a lot to learn from him. In the book, he talks about his deal-making philosophy. And he's very clear that it's not really a rigid process. It's more about instinct and strategy and even a little bit of showmanship.
Yeah, I was really struck by all the crazy anecdotes in the book.
Yeah.
Like in one week, he's helping a farmer who's about to lose his farm by
Wow.
threatening to sue the bank. And then the next week, he's just casually getting Broadway tickets.
It sounds like a whirlwind.
It's nonstop action. But you know what's interesting is that even though we might not all operate on that Trump-sized scale, I think there are still lessons we can apply to our own lives.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we all face negotiations in our lives,
Right.
and Trump's emphasis on flexibility, on always being ready to adapt, is something we can all learn from.
So true. Okay, so let's get into some of those specific principles that Trump lays out for deal making. He calls them his 11 commandments.
11 of them.
Yeah, 11 of them. We probably don't have time to go through all of them. But let's hit a few of the big ones.
Sure.
What's the first one that jumps out at you?
Well, you can't talk about Trump without talking about think big.
Right.
That's kind of his mantra.
Yeah.
But it's not just about setting goals. It's about having this almost obsessive focus on achieving something truly remarkable.
It's like setting your sights on the moon,
Exactly.
even if you land among the stars.
Exactly.
And he backs this up in the book by comparing himself to other big thinkers,
Oh, yeah.
like Steven Spielberg,
Right.
Lee Iacocca,
Those are some big names.
people who weren't afraid to go after their dreams, even if those dreams seemed impossible to everyone else.
Yeah, he really emphasizes that unwavering belief in your vision and that conviction is actually contagious. It draws people in, it makes them want to be part of your success story.
Okay, but big dreams often come with big risks too, right?
Absolutely.
So how do you balance that?
Well, that's where his second principle comes in, protect the downside.
Okay.
And this one might seem a little counterintuitive because Trump is known for being, kind of a gambler.
Yeah, he built a casino empire.
Exactly.
So how is he risk averse?
Well, in his own way, he is. He talks about carefully calculating the potential downsides of every deal, even those that seem like sure things.
So it's like he's playing poker, but he's always counting his chips.
Exactly. He's always got an eye on the exit strategy.
So give us an example of how he puts this into practice.
Sure. Well, remember his strategy in Atlantic City?
Yeah.
When he was building his casinos there, he actually waited to secure his gaming license before he started construction.
Oh, wow. So he didn't want to put the cart before the horse.
Exactly. It cost him valuable time. But it also limited his exposure if things went south.
That's smart.
And he contrasts this approach with Baron Hilton,
Okay.
who jumped right into building his casino, only to get denied a license later.
So
Talk about a costly mistake.
it's about being bold, but also being calculated.
Exactly.
You got to have a plan B.
Always have a plan B.
Okay, so we've got think big and protect the downside. What's another principle that's crucial to Trump's deal-making philosophy?
Well, maximize your options is a big one.
Okay.
Trump thrives on having multiple approaches, always being ready to adjust his course depending on how negotiations are going.
So he's like a chess player, always thinking a few moves ahead,
Exactly.
anticipating his opponent's next move.
He's always thinking about what could happen and how he'll respond.
Okay, so give us an example of how he applies this principle.
Well, think about how he approached the Trump Tower deal. He had multiple plans in place,
Oh, wow.
different financing options, even alternative locations in mind, just in case things didn't go as planned.
Because he wasn't putting all his eggs in one basket.
Exactly. And that flexibility allowed him to adapt to changing circumstances and ultimately secure a deal that was even better than he initially envisioned.
That's amazing. It makes you wonder how often we get stuck on just one solution without exploring other possibilities.
Right. It's easy to get tunnel vision.
Yeah.
But sometimes the best solution is the one you haven't even thought of yet.
So be open to new ideas.
Always.
Okay, so we've talked about think big, protect the downside, and maximize your options. It's already a lot to think about,
It is.
but I'm sure there's more to come.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more to unpack here.
Oh, I'll have to save that for next time.
Sounds good. Yes, so much more. So, building on that idea of flexibility, another principle that's really important is to know your market.
Okay, know your market.
Yeah. And for Trump, this isn't just about reading industry reports or, you know, hiring consultants.
Right.
It's about really getting out there and understanding the nuances of the
He's
situation.
like a detective.
Yeah, he's like a detective.
Gathering crews.
Exactly.
Yeah, he talks about how he'll talk to, you know, cab drivers, doormen, even the guy selling hot dogs on the street corner, just to get a feel for what people are thinking.
He wants to know what's really going on. What are people's concerns? What are they looking for?
He's connecting with the everyday person.
Exactly. And
Right.
then he uses that knowledge to his advantage.
Okay, give us an example.
Sure. Remember how he named his West Side Yards project Television City?
Oh, yeah.
Even though it wasn't actually about television production,
Right.
he knew that the city was worried about losing TV networks to other
They
locations.
wanted to keep them in New York.
Exactly. So he played right into that anxiety.
He knew what buttons to push.
He understood the city's motivations, their fears,
Their hopes and dreams.
and he used that knowledge to frame his project in a way that benefited both parties.
So it's not just about having the knowledge, it's about knowing how to use it.
Exactly. It's about being strategic.
Okay, so that's know your market. What else have we got?
All right, so the next one is use your leverage.
Okay.
And this is a big one for Trump.
Leverage?
Yeah, he sees leverage as the ultimate tool in any negotiation.
Like a crowbar.
Yeah, like a crowbar.
To pry open the deal.
It's about finding that pressure point, that thing that gives you the upper hand.
So how do you find that pressure point?
Well, it takes practice.
Yeah.
It takes observation. You have to really understand the other party's needs and wants.
Okay, so give us an example of how Trump uses leverage.
Sure. Think about the Commodore Hotel deal.
Okay,
The city was desperate to revitalize that area.
it was run down,
Yeah, it was in bad shape.
and Trump knew it.
He saw an opportunity.
So how did he use that to his advantage?
Well, he negotiated a deal that not only benefited him financially, but also helped the city achieve its goals.
So it was a win-win,
Exactly.
but he got the better end of the deal.
Well, he definitely used his leverage.
Okay, so we've got think big, protect the downside, maximize your options, know your market, and use your leverage. Phew. I'm starting to feel like a deal-making pro.
You're getting there.
But I know there's still more.
Oh, yeah, we've only just scratched the surface.
That's a what's next.
Well, let's talk about enhance your location.
Okay, enhance your location.
This principle is all about adding value, making something better than it was before.
So it's not just about finding a good location.
No, it's about making any location better.
Okay, so how do you do that?
Well, Trump talks about how you can improve the building, the surrounding area, even the perception of the location itself.
So you're creating value. Give
Exactly.
us some examples.
Sure, think about Trump Tower.
Okay.
He transformed a pretty ordinary building into a luxury icon.
Just by adding his name to it.
Well, his name helped, but he also made significant improvements to the building itself and to the surrounding area.
Okay, what about Mar-a-Lago?
Mar-a-Lago. He took this historic estate that was in disrepair and turned it into a world-class resort.
So he saw the
So he
potential,
always sees the potential.
even in the most unlikely places.
And he's not afraid to invest the time and money to make that potential a reality.
So enhance your location. It's about seeing the possibilities and then
Exactly.
making them happen.
That's the key. And it's all about get the word out.
Okay.
Trump is a master of promotion, of generating buzz and excitement around his projects.
Yeah, he's not afraid to toot his own horn.
He knows how to get people talking.
Remember that story about Prince Charles supposedly buying an apartment in Trump Tower?
Oh, yeah, that was a classic.
It turned out to be just a rumor,
It was.
but it got picked up by all the media
Oh, well,
and
yeah.
generated tons of publicity for Trump Tower.
It definitely put Trump Tower on the map.
It's like he understands the power of storytelling,
He does.
of creating a narrative that captures people's imaginations.
And he's not afraid to use a little bit of hyperbole, a little bit of showmanship.
To get people's attention.
He knows how to create a spectacle.
So get the word out. It's about marketing yourself
It's about creating a brand.
and making sure people know about it.
Exactly.
Okay, so what happens when you've got a great product, you've got the word out, but you run into some roadblocks?
Well, that's when you have to fight back.
Fight back.
Yeah, Trump believes that confrontation is sometimes unavoidable, especially when you're dealing with people who are trying to take advantage of you.
So you got to stand up for yourself.
You got to protect your interests.
Give us an example.
Sure, think about his legal battle with the city over the Trump Tower tax abatement.
Oh, yeah, that was a long one.
It
He
was.
didn't give up easily.
He was relentless, even when it meant making enemies.
But he stood his ground,
He did.
and ultimately he prevailed.
It's a reminder that sometimes you have to be willing to fight for what you believe in.
even if it's not popular?
Even if it's difficult?
Okay, so we've got think big, protect the downside, maximize your options, know your market, use your leverage, enhance your location, get the word out, and fight back. What else is there?
Well, all of this deal making can get expensive.
Yeah.
So it's important to contain the costs.
Contain the costs.
Yeah, this is all about being smart with your money.
Frugal.
Frugal.
Trump is known for his attention to detail when it comes to budgets.
He's always looking for ways to save money.
Without sacrificing quality.
Exactly.
There's that great story about his father criticizing the expensive bronze glass he used in Trump Tower.
Oh, yeah. His father was a tough businessman.
He was.
He thought Trump was being too extravagant.
But Trump had a vision.
He did.
And he was willing to invest in it.
But he also learned from his father to be mindful of the bottom line.
So contain the costs. Mm. It's about balancing ambition with financial responsibility.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about all these different principles, but it's starting to feel a little bit overwhelming.
I know it's a lot to take in.
It is.
But remember, deal making should be fun.
Right. Have fun.
Yeah, that's another one of Trump's principles.
I almost forgot.
It's easy to get caught up in the stress of negotiations.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember why you're doing this in the first place.
Because you enjoy it.
Exactly.
Trump sees deal making as his art form.
It's his passion.
And that enthusiasm is contagious.
It is.
It draws people in, makes them want to be part of his world.
So don't forget to have fun.
Okay, so we've talked about all of Trump's 11 commandments. Think big, protect the downside, maximize your options, know your market, use your leverage, enhance your location, get the word out, fight back, deliver the goods, contain the costs, and have fun. That's a mouthful.
It is.
But I think there's one more principle that's implied but not explicitly stated.
You're right.
What is it?
It's integrity.
Integrity.
Yeah, you can't build a lasting empire or a successful career or even just solid relationships.
Mm.
Without integrity.
It's the foundation. You can have all the ambition.
Yeah.
All the leverage. All the marketing savvy in the world. But if you're not trustworthy, if you don't follow through on your commitments, it'll all crumble eventually.
Your reputation is everything.
It is.
And that's built on integrity.
So it's not just about winning the deal. It's about winning with integrity.
Right.
Okay. So to recap, we've got Trump's 11 principles for deal making, plus this crucial element of integrity.
It's a powerful combination.
It is. But how do we actually put all of this into practice?
Well, that's the challenge, isn't it?
It is.
It's one thing to read about these principles, but it's another thing to actually apply them in our own lives.
So what's the first step?
Well, I think the first step is to choose one principle that resonates with you.
Okay.
And then find a way to apply it in your own life.
So maybe it's think big.
Maybe it's protect the downside.
Maybe it's have fun.
Whatever it is, make a commitment to putting it into action.
And see what happens.
Exactly.
Well, I think that's a great place to leave it.
Sign thing.
So until next time, happy deal making, everyone.